Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're getting ready to throw something tasty on that grill or smoker. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, what's cooking is family reunions all across this great country.
Rebellions, family rebellions. Yeah.
All across the fruited plains. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, and so it must be the weekend. And we're so happy that you're tuning in to let us pipe off a little bit here.
Yeah, so family rebellions. Gosh, I haven't had one in a couple of years, Bob, but I can remember back to a time when the family all knows that you're a grilling guy on the radio, so therefore you get all the grilling duties when you show up. And so there's a certain number of the people in the family that'll huddle around because, one, they either want to see you, but probably, two, they want morsels off the grill
right. As
you're putting stuff together.
Good place to hang out.
Right, and it's a good place to hang out. And don't know about your family reunion, but there's always a little beer drinking going on at mine. And they know.
Mine are in the UP, so that's just a standard.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But so there's always a little, one arm grilling going on.
For those of you who are not from Michigan, the UP is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Michigan is made up of two peninsulas. It's a cool state.
I think
like really, really unique in that way. But
that big grilling mitt.
That top portion is called the UP. So anybody from there is called a Uper.
Right.
And my family comes from the far west end. You can just about see Minnesota from where our farm is.
You and Sarah Palin, right? Yeah. Seeing Russia from up there.
Yeah, but, just like that.
Yeah.
anyway, so I had some crazy stuff going on this week. You came over and grilled with me to celebrate my birthday, and that was fun. Hung out at the pool.
Yep. For those of you that last weekend was Barbecue Bob's 60th birthday, so we are celebrating a little bit and got together, had some nice surf and turf.
Some Geritol.
Right, yeah. You're going to need some of that house project you got going. I'm sure we'll get into that later because we had a little burst of rain this week. Did you stay dry?
Yeah, a great story there. My son Alex and Jordan, they've been real helpful at the house, so they're getting all the favors from me they can to get paybacks. And so Alex hits me up the other night because we celebrated Maureen's birthday on the 2nd.
Right.
So we had a couple over for her birthday. And as he's getting ready to leave for Detroit, he's got guard duty for a couple days, and then he ships off for 3 weeks for sergeant school. So he comes up to me and says, "Hey, you mind if you swap me Jeeps? Because I got to go to Detroit, and I don't really want to drive the Wrangler over there." And I'm like, so sure. So of course, I'm driving the Wrangler with just a top
right
in the rain now for a couple days, and that was not in the plan.
Clean that old soul is what do.
That's a squirrely little thing. That's going on the auction block. If anybody wants a good deal
right
on a 94 Jeep Wrangler, call me. It's going on Craigslist. But I spent some time building my bunker. We're adding on to the front of the house, as you saw when you were over, and so there's a basement, and then there's a basement in front of it under the front porch, which I'm making into a gun safe.
Right.
Right?
A lot of people, when they build, they fill that with sand.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pour a cement cap on
right
top of it. But you've decided to use it as a
I bought a little more concrete.
Yep.
And to my wife's chagrin, she was dead set against the basements on the front of the house. We have too much basement already, blah, blah, blah. She's listening now. She'll be mad. But as it turns out, now all of a sudden, that extra basement space, she's finding room for all kinds of things. So I'm losing half of it right off the bat. But so I'm framing all that in. And the hottest day of the week, I'm framing down there. And it's muggy. And the carpenters.
Well, you're below ground. There's zero air movement.
Yeah.
Right.
The carpenters are upstairs banging away. And I'm down there just with a sledgehammer beating walls over. And it was quite the sight to see.
So the bunker is for what, though? Right, because this is kind of interesting what you've decided to do with
it. Well, under the porch, there'll be a cement cap, and then I'm ordered a fire-rated door with an electronic lock so I can have a giant safe.
Right. Yeah, and that's the cool part.
We put all our photo albums and anything you don't want. I put a hole in the wall for a dehumidifier drain so I can keep it nice and dry, climate controlled, and just a cool little thing. But
right.
Yeah, so it's a lot of work when you remodel a house.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that's kind of what we do, and it is a lot of work, takes a big plan, takes a lot of different contractors.
Yeah.
Brian and our producer and I were talking about it, and they're remodeling the studios here where we are. And I'm like, geez, looks like they're getting ready to do this one. Well, the painters are the toughest guys to get this time of year.
Oh.
Because they paint on the inside all year round, but in the summer, spring, summer, and fall, they paint outside. Right, so they got double duty. Any projects that get painted on the outside get pushed to that summer season. So those guys worked their tails off.
Good luck getting them.
Yeah, good luck getting on their schedule. And heaven forbid if you get a delay, you got to reschedule them. It's crazy.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have a couple of shout-outs. I'd like to give a good shout-out to a guy called Big Lou. If you listen to Sirius or any of these radio stations that have Big Lou, he's on meds too. He's on wife number two, whatever. It's a great ad campaign. But I had to get a new life insurance policy because I had a term policy that was expiring.
At age 60.
So I called Big Lou.
Oh.
The guys are fantastic. They got me through with the rates they promised.
Even though you have this these maladies, we'll call them, and that some other insurers may not like.
I have none. I have my cholesterol is great. Blood pressure's perfect. They gave me the healthiest rating.
Did they?
Which
did,
was
they
awesome.
Didn't, they didn't check for an overload of protein from all the meat you grill, or
no, but they
maybe
sent
a little extra alcohol from the microbrews we have.
They sent a very nice nurse to the house who gave me a very thorough exam.
Okay.
And
Maureen was okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. No wonder your rates were good.
She was a hottie. Anyway, I got an awesome physical back and. So shout out to Big Lou, and I'd like to do something here, do something on the first segment of the show, and this is the first time I've talked to you about it. So
here we go. We're going off the cuff.
I want to do a meat man's shout out. So if you have a butcher in your area or somebody that provides meat, and there's grilling contests, anything like that, send it in to us, and we want to give you in your neighborhood, no matter what state you're in or what neighborhood, we want to give a shout out to the favorite teams, and we have a team here in Grand Rapids that's going on today. It's the 8th annual Old Mission Barbecue Challenge, and I just want to give a shout out to those guys because it's a bunch of dads who've been doing this for like 10 years now.
Or maybe 8, because it's the 8th annual?
I'm sorry. I can't read and talk at the same time. But these guys have been getting together for years, and it's growing into quite the neighborhood bash.
So, well, what is it? It's like a grilling contest, right?
Yeah,
these guys get together and create a little grill envy in the neighborhood,
yes,
and see whose tongs are bigger,
yes,
right? Yeah, I get,
yes,
it. I get,
so,
it. That is a lot of fun. We get into a chili contest like that in the fall where...
That's grown to be a big deal, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but this would be fun because it's just your neighborhood buds.
I think there's 10 teams. I think that's the 10, yeah, I remember. There's 10 teams now. And it is the 8th annual, and it's called the Old Mission Barbecue Challenge.
And if you,
so
any
good
of
for
you,
them.
Right. If any of you guys got something going on like that in your neighborhood, hit us on Facebook or send Bob a tweet or
through
whatever
the,
you want to do.
Through the website, you can even just contact Jop or contact Bob on the website. That's thegrillingguys.com, and that's our site. All these recipes, most of them we do post. We had about 20 of them last week. We didn't post any of them.
Right.
But we've got a good one for you this week for your family reunion. You can post.
Yeah.
We'll post it up here this morning.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the food that you might want to bring to the family reunion. We might explode your kapusta. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If the boot fits.